Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of KB Financial Group, a major player in the South Korean financial services space. If you're looking to understand what makes this stock tick, whether it's a potential buy for your portfolio or just curious about its performance, stick around because we've got a lot to unpack. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with KB Financial Group? Well, for those who might not be familiar, KB Financial is one of South Korea's leading financial institutions, offering a wide range of banking and financial services both domestically and internationally. They've been around since 2008, headquartered in Seoul, and they've built a solid reputation in the industry. We're going to break down their financials, recent performance, and much more to see if this stock deserves a spot in your investment lineup. Let's start with a closer look at who KB Financial Group really is. As I mentioned, they're a powerhouse in South Korea's financial sector, providing everything from retail banking to wealth management, insurance, and investment services. Their operations span across consumer and corporate clients, and they've got a growing international presence as well, with a market cap of over $35 billion and a workforce of just over 140 full-time employees driving their strategy. They're a lean but impactful organization. Under the leadership of CEO Jong Hae-yang, KB Financial continues to focus on innovation and expanding their footprint. Their business model is diversified, which helps them weather economic ups and downs, a key point we'll revisit later. Now let's talk money, specifically revenue. KB Financial has shown impressive top-line growth over the past few years. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit a staggering 50.7 trillion South Korean won, up significantly from 37.7 trillion in 2024 and 36.4 trillion in 2023. That's a clear upward trajectory, reflecting their ability to scale operations and capture market share. Breaking it down further, their gross profit for 2025 came in at 24.9 trillion won, with a healthy gross profit margin of around 49%. This tells me they're not just growing revenue, but also maintaining efficiency in their operations. While I don't have specific segment breakdowns by product or geography today, the overall numbers suggest a strong, diversified revenue base, likely driven by their core banking and financial services in South Korea, with international contributions playing a supporting role. Moving on to earnings, KB Financial's bottom line is where things get even more interesting. For 2025, they reported a net income of 5.85 trillion won, a nice jump from 5.08 trillion in 2024 and 4.59 trillion in 2023. That translates to an earnings per share of 15,437 won for 2025, up from 12,881 the prior year. These numbers show consistent profitability and growth, which is a green flag for long-term investors. Their return on equity for the trailing 12 months sits at a solid 9.8%, indicating they're generating decent returns on shareholder capital. Looking at the trend over the past few years, it's clear they've been building momentum, even in a competitive and sometimes volatile financial services sector. Let's dig into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted a net profit of 5,078.2 billion won, for the full year, driven by strong performance across their banking and non-banking subsidiaries. They emphasized robust growth in net interest income, despite challenges like rising interest rates, and pointed to effective cost management as a key factor in maintaining profitability. Additionally, KB Financial is focusing on digital transformation and expanding their wealth management services to capture higher margin opportunities. They also reiterated their commitment to shareholder returns, with a dividend payout that remains attractive. Management's tone was optimistic, acknowledging economic headwinds, but confident in their strategic positioning for 2025 and beyond. This aligns with the financial results we've seen, showing resilience and a clear path forward. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the income statement side, we've already covered the strong revenue and net income growth, but let's look at operating income, which hit 8.53 trillion won in 2025, up from 6.98 trillion in 2024. This shows they're not just growing sales, but also improving operational efficiency. On the balance sheet, total assets for 2024 were reported at 757.8 trillion won, a massive figure that reflects their scale, though I'll note that 2025 balance sheet details are a bit sparse at the moment. Still, looking at prior years, their equity base has been growing, with total stockholders' equity at 57.9 trillion won in 2024, up from 56.7 trillion in 2023. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow for 2024 was a positive 4.02 trillion won, though free cash flow yield on a trailing basis is negative at -15.7%, which raises some questions about capital expenditure and cash generation sustainability. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company with strong earnings power, but some areas to watch on the cash flow front. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $99.47, KB Financial has a trailing price-to-earnings ratio of 9.63, which is quite reasonable compared to the industry average of about 15.76 for regional banks. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 1.05, again suggesting the stock isn't overpriced relative to revenue. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a forward PE of 8.97 for 2025, dropping even lower to 7.99 for 2026 and 7.35 for 2027. This indicates the market expects earnings to grow faster than the stock price, potentially making KB Financial undervalued at current levels. Their dividend yield of 2.4% is also a nice bonus for income-focused investors. Comparing this to the broader financial services sector, where yields and PE ratios can vary widely, KB seems to offer a compelling value proposition, especially with their growth trajectory. Let's break down KB Financial through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their robust financial performance stands out. Net income of over 5.8 trillion won in 2025 and consistent revenue growth show they've got a strong foundation. Their diversified business model across banking, insurance, and wealth management helps mitigate risks from any single segment. On the weaknesses side, the negative free cash flow yield is a concern, as it could signal challenges in generating cash after capital expenditures. Opportunities are plentiful. South Korea's growing economy and KB's focus on digital transformation and international expansion could drive future growth. Finally, threats include rising interest rates, which could increase borrowing costs and pressure margins, as well as regulatory changes in the financial sector that might impact operations. Balancing these factors, KB appears well-positioned, but investors should keep an eye on cash flow and external economic pressures. Let's take a look at KB Financial's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 3.2%, but zoom out to the past month and it's surged by 30.6%. Over 3 months, it's gained 44.6%, and over the past year, an incredible 102.9%. If we go even further back, the 5-year performance is a staggering 202.3% gain. These numbers are well above the industry averages for regional banks, which saw a 1.1% gain over the past week and 18.2% over the past year. Clearly, KB has been on a tear, reflecting strong investor confidence. From a technical perspective, the stock is trading well above its moving averages, signaling bullish momentum, though such rapid gains might suggest a potential pullback or consolidation in the short term. If you're considering a position, timing could be key here. All right, let's wrap this up. KB Financial Group is showing a lot of promise with strong revenue and earnings growth, a reasonable valuation, and impressive stock performance over the past year. Their diversified operations and strategic focus on digital and international expansion are positive drivers for long-term growth. However, the negative free cash flow yield and potential economic headwinds like rising interest rates are worth monitoring. For long-term investors, this stock looks like a solid contender, especially with a dividend yield that adds some income appeal. If you're more short-term focused, the recent momentum is hard to ignore, but be cautious of overbought conditions. What do you think? Are you adding KB Financial to your watch list, or do you see red flags I didn't cover? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.